And Brandon, we do have an update pertaining to closings and cancellations. Riley County Schools, District 378, are canceling classes. They will be done at 11 o'clock. Buses will run and no other activities throughout the day. They've all canceled those.
All right. Thank you, Dave. I'm sure we're going to have many more of those coming in here this afternoon.
And a list is on our website.
All right. NewsRadioKMAN.com. Let's continue on here with Pottawatomie County Government. We're talking with Public Works Director Peter Clark, Assistant Planner Stephen Metzger, and Commissioner Travis Altenhoven. I'm sorry, your name gives me trouble. But I appreciate you helping me out here today. Facilities, I know, is going to be a discussion here. We're going to bring Travis on the program and talk a little bit about some goings on there.
Yep, so the last month or so, probably fairly heavily, we've been back talking about facilities with the county and what projects we are wanting to look at over the next probably year, and probably will drag on into 2020. Just a few of those is probably the one at the very top of the list is the EMS station down here off Green Valley Road. It's being the open lot on the east side of Green Valley, down by the business park, south of the school. So we're looking at some different concepts and designs, looking at being able to possibly expand it for the local fire services in the area in the future. And then also looking at doing the area for the sheriff to have a remote site. And then obviously, you know, house the EMS personnel and ambulance and possibly even a training center in the area. And so that's one project we've been looking at. And then when we move on up to the Westmoreland area, we've got what's been in the works now for discussion for over a year now is the county fleet facility. And with that, we've been looking at obviously locations, kind of some master planning on layout for the yard as we move forward, because there's a lot of different pieces, you know, you've got to all put together, and part of that is you got to keep the operation running, and so how do you juggle each piece and be able to, you know, move forward and meet those challenges and that. And so we've been looking at some different locations and layouts, and then also designs of the facilities and that, and looking at then being able to move some of our other departments over into the old county shop. And so with that, I'll let Peter speak a little more on it because he's been heavily involved in many of those discussions.
Yeah, the new fleet facility is pretty exciting for Public Works, obviously. You know, we currently house the county shop and take care of the different county vehicles for maintenance and repairs. With the new fleet facility, that would open up the old shop, also for being renovated, as Travis mentioned. And we would move some of our crews who are now in some I'm going to call them lovingly some shacks, you know, that are adjacent in the public works yard. We're going to move those crews, house them in the old shop after we do some renovation, and also replace some of the old truck barns where we park our dump trucks and semis to keep them out of the weather. Those are in pretty bad shape. We're going to replace those with a couple different covered parking structures right there in the yard. So all told, there's three parts to that fleet facility project. You know, the new fleet facility itself, the renovation of the old shop, and some new truck sheds. And that's going to take probably 24 months to work that process through, starting with the design of the new fleet facility.
And so that's kind of on the public works side. And then we are looking at the health department, which has been a challenge for staffing, for having room and being able to have all the different rooms that we need to be able to have staff in their offices so they can actually conduct the work that they need to do, and to avoid, you know, HIPAA violations and discussions. And so we've got staff currently in that office kind of shoved in different closets, you might say. And so then we're also facing some maintenance issues, which might result in needing to do some more work on that. And so we're looking at trying to find a better solution than just adding on, because the lot size of the property is a challenge. And so we're looking at moving that facility and then combining with it and moving out of the administrative public works office, or the Sunflower Building, the extension service, and combining those into a facility sitting right across the parking lot from the public works office admin building up there off Campbell Street. So that's another project we've been looking at. And then we've got just some normal day-to-day maintenance projects, you might call, or maybe a little bit bigger than that, going on at the admin building. That's a list of projects we've done over the last probably 3 years now, starting with more of the appraiser's office and the administration office and then the zoning office. And we've pretty much got most of those wrapped up, and now we're left down to the treasurer's office and doing some IT work as well, and some bathroom remodeling, trying to fix some broken sewer pipes. And so, Peter, you want to expand a little more on that one?
Yeah, on top of those renovation projects, we also have a roof that we're going to replace on the admin building, a generator that needs to be put up. Travis mentioned the IT. The county's IT system is right there inside that building, and whenever we have a power outage, you know, all the other departments, even if we had generators, don't have access to the servers. So having a generator on that building is going to be very important. That was a big point of discussion back in December, so we're going to be pursuing that on the administration building. So quite a bit of not really big projects, but a number of smaller ones for the administration building to get that building up to par and be able to do its job to serve the citizens for the next, well, probably 20 plus years with these improvements.
So quite a few things there. You mentioned with the public works facility, how are your crew, how are they reacting to this to be able to know that they're eventually going to have, you know, expanded facilities there?
I think it's been pretty exciting. You know, the process to master plan, we've involved staff in giving some feedback on what would be the best location and situation for the new building. Obviously, I think we would like to have, there's staff that'd like to have an even bigger building. We're going to build it about an 80-foot width, and there's been a lot of dialogue about doing it as a 100-foot width to accommodate some larger vehicles when we have to pull those inside the shop. I think we're going to proceed with the 80-foot width, but we're trying to accommodate as many of the needs as possible with the money that we're spending, to be as wise as possible with that expenditure. As it is, the fleet facility is probably the biggest expenditure of the whole list that Travis went through. I think all told, we're expecting it to be around that $2 million mark with all the different expenses. Quite a bit in the facility itself, and then the renovation of the old shop, and then the those coverage structures. But because of those large amounts of money, we are very cautious to make sure we are as prudent in the expenditure, make sure we right-size those buildings and make the right choices for them so we can report back to our taxpayers that we're giving them the best value for the expenditure, which I think this facility will bring a return back to its citizens by having vehicles, not just public works vehicles, but vehicles throughout the county, EMS vehicles, fire, that are in good shape, repaired, and taken care of so they can report and do all their work they're supposed to across the county.
Travis, you mentioned the expansion of the EMS station. You're possibly having a training facility. What would that entail maybe at some point?
So I guess there's a couple different layouts with the EMS station in that, and the training facility would be able to be utilized for numerous meetings and that take place around the county. We have a similar location over in Walmego at the EMS headquarters in fire and emergency management. And so this would give us another location that would allow for, you know, with the growing expansion in the area, to accommodate a number of other trainings and classes that go on, and be able to help facilitate that. So,
all right. Well, sounds exciting here. All these facility upgrades that are going on around the county. Quite a bit of them going on. Before we go, anything else before I get back to Stephen here one more time? that you guys wanted to highlight? If not, we'll vote.
Actually, I do want to chime in real quick, just put a plug in. We've been reminding people for the last couple years about a project that's coming up. And now it's a couple projects on Highway 24. I just want to make sure the public has those in mind and not have to let those out of their mind. We will be starting construction in 2019 on the Green Valley and Highway 24 intersection project, which is going to have a pretty good disruption of traffic on Highway 24. That's going to last probably over a year in its construction. Not the whole time will we be doing closures, lane closures on Highway 24, but it will have periods, long periods of time where we will be closing at least one lane on Highway 24 in one direction. We will always have traffic through. We will never be fully closing Highway 24 or Green Valley to do the project, but it will have some restrictions. And tied to that project, but not exactly the same project, we'll be doing some work at the intersection of Crown C and Highway 24, which those who don't know Crown C, it's a very small road that serves the south side of 24 that's between the Sale Barn and Heritage Square. So that road, that intersection, we're going to redo. That will be tied in so the traffic control, the lane closures will try to be tied together with what's going on at Green Valley in 24. So I just wanted to keep everyone appraised of that. Don't forget. So that you can plan on that. It's going to be starting probably sometime in the summer.
All right. Stephen, again,
Just to remind everybody that February 4th is the countywide open house at 6 o'clock at Westmoreland Elementary School gym. And then February 5th, the very next night at 6 o'clock at the National Guard Armory, is the town hall meeting for the Green Valley Area Plan. And if anybody has questions, they can always visit the county's website. You know, they can just search Pottawatomie County Planning and Zoning, and it'll all come right up. So thank you very much.
All right. And the next public meeting for the Pottawatomie County Commission is going to be coming up Monday. They didn't meet yesterday due to the Martin Luther King holiday, but Monday, January 28th at 8:30. So be looking forward to that. All right. Travis Altenhofen, Stephen Metzger, and Peter Clark, thank you guys for being here today.
Thank you.